I spoke yesterday passionately about new rules for young drivers in New South Wales designed to cut the road toll. Now, Duncan Gay is unavailable this week but wants to talk to me next week about proposals he has for this problem. In particular, all P-plate drivers will be banned in New South Wales from using their mobile phones for at least 3 years. Now, that's even when it's in hands-free or speaker mode. Now, at the moment, red P-platers can't use it, but green P-platers can. So you know that red P-platers are there for 12 months, greens get it for 2 years, they can then use it. In New South Wales, learner and red P-plate drivers are not allowed to use phones in any way while behind the wheel. That includes hands-free or waiting at traffic lights or stuck in traffic. They must be parked out of the line of traffic to use their phones. From February this year, learner and P1 drivers are being penalised for demerit points, which means they'll lose their licence. You see, they've only allowed, you know, a minimum number of points. I think it's maybe one or two, and they lose their licence. From December, P2, which is the green P-plater, will have the same restrictions on mobile phone use. Currently, they're allowed to use hands-free, but from December, they won't be able to. Now, I'm in the latter stages of my children being on green P's. Sarah will finish in about May or June of next year. But my advice to her always, even though she's a green P-plater, is put the damn phone in the glove box or put it in the back of a car. I will be speaking to the New South Wales Roads Minister, Duncan Gay, and hopefully he'll agree with us in relation to this. But it's not just about the P-platers. I mean, they are overrepresented in relation to accidents, fatal accidents, and I guess you can trace some of that to phone use, either by using their phone or texting. But every day on my travels, I see people who are not P-platers using the damn phone. And I'm going to suggest to Duncan Gay, when I get hold of him next week, that we make it mandatory that if you're on the phone, forget about the $325 and the 4 points. Let's just say, no, you know, 12-week suspension. You're without your licence for 12 weeks. And that will make people put the damn phones away. Now, as I said, I'll speak to Duncan Gay next week, but the Queensland Minister for Main Roads and Road Safety is Mark Bailey. And I'm very happy to say that Mark's on the line. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
Just if you could, for the benefit of our listeners in both New South Wales and Queensland, your laws relating to young drivers and mobile phone use in Queensland for firstly red P-platers and then the green P-platers.
That's right, yeah. From September last year, we brought in double demerit points for repeated mobile phone use. Mm. It means for your learners or your P1 provisionals under 25 or the probationary P1s subject to that. And, it's very clear that mobile phone usage is a real problem. Mm. And we've made sure we brought in a much tougher provision around this to get that message across for people to put it in the glove box, put it in the boot, but put it somewhere out of reach when you drive. It's just not worth the risk for you and everybody else out there.
You've got the same rules we have currently in New South Wales for the green P-platers, the P2, in that they can use them with hands-free. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. They can have it in the cradle, where it's secure, et cetera. Yeah, that's right.
Just in relation to this, and I don't want to be bashing kids up, and you say under 25, but it's mainly youngsters between 17 and 21 that are in these situations. But I see on my daily travels up and down the M2 in Sydney where I'm based, adults, fully licensed drivers. Now, in New South Wales, it's 325 and 4 points. I think your penalty is 365 and 3 points, and then double the merit if you're caught twice in 1 year. Would you be in any way looking at supporting any move that I might be able to suggest to your counterpart, Duncan Gay, of some sort of suspension for people caught using their phones illegally? I'm talking about other than P1 and P2, obviously.
Yeah, look, I'm interested to see the announcement by the New South Wales government, Ray. I think it's a space that we've got to continue to monitor in terms of effectiveness. I'm not going to make a policy on the run.
No, sure.
It's certainly a matter that's foremost in my mind in terms of road safety. It's one of the fatal five that causes fatalities and a lot of serious accidents that affect people for the rest of their lives. Something we'll be looking at closely as time goes on. Mm. And we'll certainly be liaising with the New South Wales Roads Authority about their evidence base there. Our road safety people talk and discuss pretty frequently, but I'll be keen to get a briefing on the New South Wales new laws.
You see, whenever I talk about this, and we have a vast audience of truck drivers right across both states and the ACT, and they're a bit higher than everyone else in the cabin of their truck, and they tell me it's just rampant. And again, I'm not targeting the kids, the P1s or the P2s. I'm talking about everyone, Minister. the damn phone either used as a text or, you know, used up at the ear. And it's people that, in most cases, are driving later model cars where they can have the option of hands-free, but they don't seem to take it up. And it just is becoming infuriating. And is it your experience in driving around Queensland? You see this as well or not?
I do, right? Yeah, look, I think it's pretty common, and people are right to be angry about it because people endanger other road users and the other people in their cars, let alone themselves. It's inevitable that whenever you drive, it is inevitable that the unpredictable will happen at some point. And you don't want to be distracted at that point. You want to have your full attention so that you minimise the risk. And, you know, if you're on your phone, you're clearly not going to be in a position to deal with that well, and people are going to get hurt. So we've all got to learn about this. It's early days with the mobile phone being now a computer and email and all social media, but it's just the safest place is in the glove box. You know, the world's not going to stop if you don't look at it for 5 or 10 minutes. It's still going to be there when you park the car, you know.
See, my experience in New South Wales Minister, and we're talking to the Queensland Minister, Mark Bailey, is that, say, for drink driving, right, we might test 100,000 people over the course of a weekend, and the same thing happens in your state, and you get a very small percentage of people who are driving with alcohol in their system. But it appears to me that while that message has sunk in over a couple of decades, or 3 decades, in fact, it hasn't sunk in relation to mobile phone use. And the 365 in your state, or the 325 in New South Wales, the 3 points up there, the 4 points in New South, it's not making an impact. People are not. And that's why I'm looking at generally increasing the penalty. I know we don't want to be in any state, in either state, but it just appears to me that we need to make it almost impossible for people to wriggle out of use of the mobile phone in a car.
Well, we're coming up to the 1 year anniversary of the new law, and we'll be looking at how effective it is and what kind of an impact it's had. And, you know, I think this is a space that's going to continue to move and evolve. And we do want to see a lot higher compliance out there because I agree with you, Ray. I think there's far too many people that are doing it and putting other people at risk. And, you know, I think this space is going to evolve over time. We've got to get higher compliance to reduce the risk on our roads.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Duncan Gay, your counterpart in New South Wales, and see what he says as well. But I appreciate your time, Minister, this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
Thank you. Queensland Minister for Main Roads, Road Safety and Ports, Mark Bailey. And, you know, I think he's right. It will be an evolving process. And we finally, over generational things, we've got to the stage now where most people accept it's socially unacceptable to drive while drinking. And, you know, while you get a few numbskulls over the course of targeted operations in both New South Wales and Queensland, it's a very small percentage of the people tested who test positive to either alcohol or drugs. But on any day, on any highway, go along the M1 in New South Wales or between the Gold Coast and Brisbane or head up to the Sunshine Coast, go out west on the Cunningham Highway or go on the Great Western Highway in and you'll see people on the phone. And then we get that run of calls from people saying, well, you wouldn't believe it. I've got a woman here drinking coffee, which is fine, whilst cradling the phone up to her left lug while doing something else. I mean, it's just bizarre. And it is dangerous, really, really dangerous.